This is F1 Digest 2009 Hungary GP. The only aim for the race was that the live timing would continue throughout. Here's what happened on track.
The race.
The cars lined up on the grid and all those who qualified below Massa moved up a place. The air temperature was 25 degrees C, whilst the track was up to 43, it was sunny and hot. When the lights went out, Alonso streaked away. Hamilton shot up to second but couldn't hold it round the first corner. He had to settle into third behind Webber. Vettel came into contact with Raikkonen and that knocked him back to seventh, whilst Kimi was up to fourth. Buemi fell backwards to 15th, whilst Barrichello was down to 18th. Sutil came into the pits with a really high water temperature. The mechanics had a look at the car, but he retired from the race. Button pulled out a great overtaking manoeuvre on Nakajima to regain his 8th place that he lost out on the start. Hamilton began to close up on Webber and, using his Kurs advantage, got past him. He started chasing down Alonso. Race control announced that car 4 would be investigated after the race, which must have been Raikkonen's contact with Vettel at the start. Alonso came into the pits on lap 12, which allowed Hamilton into the lead. The Renault came back out behind Trulli in 9th and ahead of Piquet. After just a few corners, the wheel fairing flew off Alonso's front right, the tyre was wobbling, and then that flew off as well and bounced off track and into the barrier. He continued back to the pit lane and came back out last and one lap down. However, he didn't make a full lap as he returned to the pits and retired from the race. Raikkonen and Webber came in for their pit stops at the same time, and the Red Bull was released into the path of the Ferrari, although there was no contact. The Ferrari got out ahead, with Webber chasing and Trulli behind them both. Within a few corners, the Toyota managed to get past the Red Bull. Hamilton came into the pits, as did Rosberg, and the Williams came out in front of Webber. However, it didn't take long for the Australian to find his way past. On the next lap, Vettel and Kovalainen took their pit stops, which gave Hamilton the lead back. He had Button and Trulli behind him, but neither of those had pitted yet. Button came into the pits and his aim was to come out in front of the Red Bulls. However, they decided to fuel him long and he came out behind his teammate in 11th. Fisichella, in a lighter car with warmer tyres, was behind, but not for long as he soon found his way past the Braun. Vettel was on the radio saying something was broken on his car and he had no control anymore. He returned to the pit lane where they put on a new nose and sent him out again. Trulli pitted from second and came out in 8th. Alguersuari came in for his first ever F1 pit stop and it was a good, clean stop. Vettel returned to the pit lane and pulled into the garage. Buemi had a quick spin at turn 2 but continued onwards. He headed straight into the pit lane but it appeared to be a scheduled stop. On lap 44, Heikki Kovalainen came in for his second stop from 5th and came out in 6th. On the next lap, Kimi was in and upon the release he seemed stuck in his pit box, eventually got the car going again and regained the track, having lost about 4 seconds. Hamilton's pit stop on the next lap was much smoother and saw him out in the lead. Rosberg came into the pits from 3rd and Heidfeld came in from 10th, both clean stops. Webber then took his stop from 2nd and came out in 4th, with Glock ahead of him, the Toyota still to take his second stop. Glock began catching up to Raikkonen, hunting him down. Kubica pitted for his stop and upon exiting, he was overtaken by both Piquet and his teammate Heidfeld. Alguersuari came in for his second stop of the day, again problem-free for the Toro Rosso. Button came in for his final stop and allowed Barrichello through, but the Brazilian came in during the next few laps. Button put in a super fast lap and when Trulli emerged from the pit lane, Button was ahead. Glock finally came in for his second stop from 3rd with just 10 laps to go. He came out in 6th place, just ahead of Button, and from there, for all involved, it was a simple ride to the finish.
Results.
Hamilton took the win with next place Raikkonen coming in 11.5 seconds behind him. Webber was a further 5 seconds down the road. Rosberg finished 4th after a solid drive and Kovalainen was 5th, with Glock, Button and Trulli picking up the rest of the points. Nakajima finished just outside the points and Barrichello rounded out the top 10. Heidfeld finished 11th with Piquet and Kubica behind him. Fisichella was the first man to fall a lap down, followed by Alguersuari and Buemi. The retirees were Vettel, Alonso and Sutil, and of course Massa did not start.
Adjustments.
Although there were no adjustments to the actual race results, 3 incidents were looked into after the race. The first was the matter of Raikkonen's move at the start of the race, but the stewards deemed that to be a racing incident and no penalty was given. Red Bull were investigated for their unsafe release into Kimi and the team were handed a reprimand. Finally, Renault were called in front of the stewards twice and after lengthy deliberations, they decided that the team had broken several regulations in the area of unsafe release from the pits and not communicating to Alonso that he had a dangerous car. The team have been suspended from the European Grand Prix at Valencia, but Renault have decided to appeal this decision.
Championship standings.
Button continues to keep a hold on his championship lead despite picking up just 2 points. He's now on 70. Webber has overtaken his teammate to move into second place with 51.5 to Vettel's 47. Barrichello has 44 and further back Rosberg and Trulli both have 22.5 points. Red Bull are rapidly catching Braun GP in the Constructors' Championship with the leaders on 114 and Red Bull now on 98.5. Ferrari are further back on 40 and being caught by Toyota, who have 38.5. McLaren move into the top five with 28 points.
Team by team.
Starting with Toyota, Glock says he really enjoyed his race. "Our strategy was really strong today and the car felt spot on, so it was a nice race for me. In the first stint, on such a heavy fuel load, I struggled a little to start with, but then I found a good rhythm and made up a lot of time, especially in the second stint." Trulli also feels happy with what they achieved today. "The car felt strong early in the race and I think I had good pace, but I was also stuck in traffic and that made things a little tricky. It's a pity we qualified outside the top 10 because who knows what could have been possible, but I'm happy to be in the points again and this is a positive result for the team." Over at Braun, they are struggling to work out what is wrong with their pace, as Button says, "The car just doesn't feel like it did a few races ago, but we'll work hard to identify the problems before Valencia. It's disappointing as we had high hopes for this race, but we were fortunate to come away with 2 points. Barrichello had a tough race from the start. "I had some contact from another car when I turned into the second corner, which dropped me to the back of the field. It was always going to be difficult to make progress from there, but there were flashes of pace, particularly during the last stint when I was able to close up to the cars ahead. It's been a very difficult weekend and one to forget, really." Vettel also had a collision on the first corner with Raikkonen, which he explains, "I was on the inside and had a clear run to accelerate. His car came sideways and we touched. He crashed into my car. It can happen. This was why my first pit stop was bad, and at some point the front left suspension gave up and we had to retire the car." Weber had a better day, saying they knew that McLaren and Ferrari would be improved at this race, so it was important to do as well as they could, and picking up 6 points helps his championship challenge. Raikkonen also finished on the podium. He says, "I am pleased with second place, even if it's not completely satisfying as I always race to win. On this type of track, we are certainly closer to the best than at other circuits, and today, honestly, we were actually even closer than we had expected to be." Rosberg finished fourth, but says the start is the difficult part. "I'm quite pleased with the outcome today as it was quite tricky, especially at the start against the Kurs cars. Initially, I had no chance off the line, but the first corner was quite a big mess and I managed to profit from this and climb back to fifth place, which was important." Nakajima says that getting stuck behind Button dictated his race and he's already looking forward to the next one. Over at BMW, Kubica tells it like it is, saying, "Unfortunately, I had massive understeer and a lot of front tyre wear during the entire race. About 10 laps into each stint, my front tyres degraded a lot and I was very slow." Heidfeld is desperately looking for the positives, so despite finishing 11th, he says, "Overall, looking at the situation we found ourselves in, I would say the car has been quicker this weekend and it is a shame we didn't convert this progress into points." Over at Force India, Sutil barely managed to complete any of the race. He says, "We had a problem with the water temperature, so after one lap it had climbed to the maximum, so the engine was running very hot. We had our first suspicions on the way to the grid, and after a few corners, it was clear that there was no way we could do the race. I had to retire to save the engine." Fisichella did at least finish, but isn't much happier. He says that they struggled with grip and overtaking was impossible. Toro Rosso new boy Aldersuari says, "I am very happy to have finished, but the last 5 laps were very difficult from the physical point of view. I found it hard to keep the car on the pace, but I am very satisfied. P15 is not so bad, but the main objective was to complete the 70 laps with no mistakes, maintaining my pace." He also finished ahead of his teammate, who says it was just a bad race all round. Alonso's aim was to get on the podium, but it wasn't to be. Before the suspension ruling came out, he said, "It's a shame that we missed this chance, but these things happen in racing and I'm trying to look on the bright side because we saw this weekend that the car is very competitive." Piquet thinks he did benefit from the new updates this weekend, but says, "I made a very good start and managed to overtake several cars, but then I was always stuck behind somebody, which didn't help my race. I was also a bit unlucky with the strategy and I think my race would have worked out a lot better if I had been in some clean air." Finally, McLaren have returned to their winning ways. Kovalainen says, "This was a great race for the whole team and particularly for Lewis. Hopefully next time it will be me." Our race winner Hamilton says, "We didn't expect to win today. We didn't think we quite had the overall pace, but the car was just perfect to drive. It felt fantastic for the entire race."
Quote of the day.
That's it for this race weekend. We've now got a 4-week break until the action returns in Valencia, and F1 Digest will be back with full coverage of every session. For now, I will leave you with this rather long but very fitting quote from Stefano Domenicali. "We dedicate this result to Felipe. At this time, all our thoughts are with him and his family, and I think this sentiment also applies to those who are close to him and to fans all over the world. Kimi drove a great race, and the team worked in impeccable fashion, concentrating on the job despite what happened yesterday. We got the best result we were capable of. Please allow me, on behalf of everyone at Ferrari, to send our best wishes to Felipe. We love you, and we're all thinking of you."